Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get long. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Love and Abner.
Going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows at the Mountain View Inn. Abner has just entered the lobby. Listen.
Been for so long, Abner.
I've been up talking to them fellers from Chicago.
What fellers? They're all from Chicago.
I mean them three that's up there in room 206.
Well, you've been gone for nearly an hour.
I know it.
Trixie's called down here four times wanting to know if I could take Choo Choo Pie out for a walk.
Well, Lum, I told you where I was going. You could have called up there for me.
Well, I didn't know you was aiming on spending the afternoon with them. What was you talking about all that time?
Oh, they was asking me a batch of questions about some of the other guests that's stopping here at the hotel.
You didn't tell them about this Mr. Wilson that come in the other day being a detective, did you?
Oh, no. I told them I didn't know what his business was.
That's your time.
You know me.
They'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, I'm a secret.
I believe that fella will round up that whole gang before he gets done.
He knows his detective, I'll tell you that. He's always in there in the hole listening at somebody's door every time I go up there.
Well, now, we want to help him all we can.
Yeah, sure.
If word gets passed around that we've got a gang of jewel thieves stopping here at the hotel, our business is ruined. Just plain ruined. That's all they are to it.
Yeah.
May as well close the place up.
Yeah, he said this morning that he wanted to get me and you to be his assistants, sort of deputy detectives.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah. He said there was a big reward for catching the jewel thieves and that he'd split it three ways if we helped him along.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Well,
sure
I figured he'd be around wanting my advice on how to catch him.
You know, Lum, I feel sort of mean about helping him catch him, though.
Sort of mean?
I do.
Why? I don't see no reason for you to feel that way.
Well,
they're guilty.
Yeah. I know what my duty is, deputy town marshal, to see if the law's carried out regardless, but them fellers have just been so nice to me, them three and 206. Look at that. They give me a whole dollar just now for answering all them questions.
Give you a dollar?
Right there it is. That's $16.25 in tips that they'd give me in less than a week.
$16.25?
Yeah.
Just for taking ice water up to them and running errands for them?
Yeah. Now, do you blame me for not wanting to turn again them?
$16.25 in cash, huh?
Yeah. This bellhopping job's a heap better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but it's telling on you, Abner.
Ah.
Carrying them heavy hand satchels and running up and down the stairs with ice water and all, I just don't believe your health's going to permit you to do it. You just ain't stout enough.
Oh, law me. I never felt better in my whole life.
Now, you're more likely just going on nervous energy, as they call it.
Oh.
But I didn't look at you, though, Abner, and tell you ain't well.
Yeah, well, I could be wrong, I reckon. I thought I was feeling uncommonly well this summer.
Oh, naturally. Excitement of us opening up this hotel and all. You just ain't had a chance to sit down and check up on yourself.
Yeah, well, I don't mind the work. Run errands as long as they hand out change to me like they've been doing.
I just hope we ain't too late. I never would forgive myself if you was to have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, I reckon I've just been going so strong. Just ain't stopped to notice myself.
That's just the trouble.
But I was telling the woman, Elizabeth, this morning. I told her, I said, I felt better this summer than I have for years.
Not knowing your condition. What did she say?
Oh, never said nothing particular. Just said she's glad to hear it.
Yeah. Poor Elizabeth just never wanted to tell you more than likely. Feared it might scare you, I reckon.
Feared what might scare me?
You know, knowing what a sick man you are. You've got a coloring sort of like the Widow Abernathy's man had for ever he passed on.
I have?
Sort of a grayish green.
Follow me.
Overworked. That's your trouble right there. Running up and down them stairs with ice water.
Well, I have sort of noticed it gets me sort of out of breath.
Does, huh?
Or too much breath, one. I can hardly breathe.
Turn around in here and let me see your eyes.
Huh?
Open them up.
Open them?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
What's the matter, Lum?
Well, looks like you've got stigmatism.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, no, not...
Stick out your tongue.
Huh?
Just what I thought.
What? Hey,
well, pull your tongue in before you try to talk.
Oh, I forgot it was out. You just now stopped.
Why, you're sicker than we both thought you was.
I am, huh?
Hold your arm out here and let me count your pulses.
Huh?
Then I gotta time it.
Yeah, Lom, let me sit down. I'm just so weak I can't hardly stand on my feet.
Sit down, Abner.
Oh.
Appears you're gonna have to give up this bell hopping work.
Oh.
Ready, go. One, two, three.
I'd sure
four.
Hate to give it up. Right in the last 5 days, I've made $16 and a quarter.
17, 18, 19.
If I could have kept that up for 100 days, I'd have made, let me see now.
101, 102, 103.
Running close to $300.
300.
Yes, sir.
301, 302.
If I could work for a year, well, I'd see it's 365 days in a year, ain't he?
Yeah. 365, 366,
367. That run over $900.
Well, I do know. 901, 902, 903, 904, 905. Now, Granny's Abner, you've got blood pressures.
I have?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
I reckon you have. Your pulse has run to 905.
That's bad, huh?
Oh, it's a good thing I sort of checked up on you when I did.
Oh.
You'd about worked yourself right into a breakdown.
You mean a breakdown dance?
No, a nervous breakdown.
Oh, that's you need, the square.
You needs a rest cure.
Am I that far gone?
I'm feared so, Abner.
Reckon who I could get to rescue me.
To do what?
You said I need a rest cure, didn't you?
A rest cure, Abner. Rest cure.
Yeah, that's what I say. Bogus Barrel-Aid Crockett ought to be a good one. He rescued that little sea-strunk boy. Drug him out of the mill pond last summer when he's going down for the last time.
Well, what I mean, Abner, is you need to rest yourself. Take a rest cure.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Yeah, I know what you thought.
You mean I ought to quit work here at the hotel, Lum?
Well, no, not exactly quit work.
Taper off a little, huh?
Might be that we could find something easier for you to do.
Oh?
Where you don't have to exert yourself physical. Like manager or something like that.
Well, you already got that job, though, Lum.
Yeah, I know I have, but I just thinking to save your life, it might be best for me to let you have it.
Well, that's awful thoughty of you, Lum, but I wouldn't want to take your job. I know how bad you wanted it, no.
Abner, a man that can't make sacrifices for his friends ain't worthwhile. Like that old lettered saying, the man worthwhile is a man who can smile. Now, that's something else I'm thinking about. Nothing. Just step right down out of the office, Abner, and let you be the manager.
Well, what are you aiming on doing?
Oh, I'll just help wherever I can, here and there and yonder. I don't know. Don't make much difference about me, nohow. My health's good. I can run up and down them stairs without it hurting me none.
Well, it's all set now, huh, that I'm going to be the manager of the hotel from now on?
That's right. We'll shake hands on that to make it binding.
Yeah, just shake right. Oh, yeah. Watch my ring.
Reckon that bellhop uniform you're wearing will fit me all right?
I reckon it would. You ain't aiming on doing the bellhopping, are you?
Well, I don't want to. It's an awful come down from manager to bellhop, but to help a friend, I'll square my shoulders and make the sacrifice.
Well, now, Lom, I just hate for you to do all that for me.
Yeah, well, I don't see no way out of it, Abner. I reckon I'll have to.
Yeah, it just looks like a shame.
Wait a minute, there comes Dick Huddleston.
Oh. Well, Lom, I believe I know how we could work.
Well, wait, don't be talking about it in front of Dick.
Oh. Well, howdy, Dick.
Yeah, come in, Dick. Come in.
Howdy, fellas. Howdy. Just thought I'd run over and see if there's anything new about your guest around here.
Yeah, well, ain't much new. Sit down, Dick. Sit down.
Yeah, thanks. Well, don't care for new. How are you today, Abner?
Oh, I just ain't feeling no count at all, Dick. I'm sort of on the funeral list.
What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, I don't know. I've got blood pressure bad and just let myself get run down where I'm just going to have to be rescued or I won't be with us long. I'm
sure. Yeah, Abner's been bell hopping up and down these stairs till he's wore himself out. So what's happened?
Well, that's too bad, Abner. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I am too, to be honest. Well, you fellas go ahead and talk. I'll be back directly. I want to see Cedric a minute.
All right, Abner, don't exert yourself. Sort of worried about him, Dick.
Pretty sick, is he, Mom?
Oh, he'll be all right now. I told him just take things easy around here.
Yeah, that's the thing.
This job of being bellhop was just too much for him.
Yeah. Been keeping him pretty busy, have they?
Busy? You know what he's did? He's made $16 and a quarter in the last 5 days just running errands and toting a little ice water up to the room.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I wouldn't mind having that job myself.
No, me neither. Them fellas from Chicago just stows money away.
more money in being bellhop here than there is in being manager in the lawn.
Yeah, that's just what I've discovered. I was a few days late, but I found it out.
Well, you know, you were telling me this morning that you had a detective stopping here, Lum. Have you found out anything?
Well, he already knew that there was a band of jewel thieves here, but I think he's sort of waiting until he can lay his hands on the jewels before he tries to make any arrests.
Uh-huh. Has that professor, what's his name?
Collingmore?
Yeah. He found out anything about the detective being here yet?
Well, you see, don't nobody know he's a detective except me and Abner.
Aunt Lum, I got it all fixed up now. You can be the assistant manager or something. You won't have to be the bellhop.
Huh?
I say you won't have to be the bellhop, for I just now sold the job to Cedric for $10.
Seems that Lum's little scheme worked fine, except that the results weren't quite what he'd anticipated. So be sure to join us again in our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.